surely.
It's funny how little things can mark a day in your mind. That Friday in 1988 was probably the most horrible one in my life. I didn't sleep well for 6 months after, and I lost 25 pounds because for a while I couldn't eat. But the way I mark it in time is by something nice. That was the day Herb Avery and Justin Islington brought me the bouquet of field flowers. Just before everything went crazy, that was. They were in my bad books, those two. They'd ruined a brand new linen skirt horsing around in the kitchen. I was no part of it, just a gal minding her own business, getting a cup of coffee, not paying attention. And isn't that mostly when they get you? Men, I mean. They'll be all right for a while, so you relax, even get lulled into thinking they might be basically sane after all, and then they just break out. Herb and that Islington came galloping into the kitchen like a couple of horses, yelling about some bet. Justin is thumping Herb all around the head and shoulders and hollering, "Pay up, you son of a buck, pay up!" And Herb is like, "We were just kidding around. You know I don't bet when I play cards. Let loose of me." But laughing, both of them, like loons. Justin was half up on Herb's back, hands around his neck, pretending to choke him. Herb was trying to shake him off, neither of them looking at me or even knowing I was there, standing by the Mr. Coffee in my brand new skirt. Just PCO Pasternak, you know, part of the furniture. "Look out, you two galoots," I yelled, but it was too late. They ran smack into me before I could put my cup down, and there went the coffee, all down my front. Getting it on the blouse didn't bother me. It was just an old thing, but the skirt was brand new and nice. I'd spent half an hour the night before fixing the hem. I gave a yell, and they finally stopped pushing and thumping. Justin still had one leg around Herb's hip and his hands around his neck. Herb was looking at me with his mouth hung wide open. He was a nice enough fellow. About Islington, I couldn't say one way or the other. He was transferred over to Troop K and media before I really got to know him. But with his mouth hung open that way, Herb Avery looked as dumb as a bag of hammers. "Surely, oh, geez," he said. You know, he sounded like Archie, now that I think back. Same accent, just not quite as thick. "I never saw you there." "Well, I'm not surprised," I said, "with that other one trying to ride you like you were a horse in the goddamn Kentucky Derby." "Are you burned?" Justin asked. "You bet I'm burned," I said. "The skirt was $35 at JCPenney, and it's the first time I wore it to work, and it's ruined. You want to believe I'm burned?" "Well, jeepers, calm down. We're sorry," Justin said. He even had the gall to sound offended. And that's also men, as I've come to know them, pardon the philosophy. If they say they're sorry, you're supposed to go all mellow because that takes care of everything. Doesn't matter if they broke a window, blew up the powerboat, or lost the kids' college fund playing blackjack in Atlantic City. It's like, "Hey, I said I was sorry. Do you have to make a federal case of it?" "Surely," Herb started. "Not now, honey child, not now," I said. "Just get out of here, right out of my sight."